The news of Will Dwyer's death has been circulating throughout the city, and many are recounting their memories of the man who was so dedicated to fundraising and giving back. Dwyer, 96, passed away Sunday morning at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, in Barrie after a battle with cancer and other ailments. The heart just gave up. After dealing with the cancer and some infections that he got, Dwyer's son, Robert, told Barrie Today. Dwyer was well known in the community for his charitable drive and his desire to help the Terry Fox Foundation, the Royal Canadian Legion's Poppy Campaign and other causes. Dwyer set his goal of raising $1 million for the Terry Fox Marathon of Hope 40 years ago and before his death had reached $1.2 million. While his dad had some medical issues, Robert said he had a good visit with his father the day before he died. I've been prepared for 2 or 3 years, since he started to get sick with the cancer. But you're never really truly prepared because when I left him Saturday night after supper, he had a second wind and I had no reason to feel worried that night, Robert said on Monday. At 62, Robert is the youngest of Dwyer's 5 living children, which include 4 men and 1 woman. Dwyer and his late wife Ellen had 6 boys and 1 girl in total. Dwyer also had 12 grandchildren and 21 great-grandchildren. Robert said he understands the significance of his dad's death to the community, but said his father wouldn't want all the fuss. He wouldn't want all this, but it's understandable because he did touch a lot of lives, Robert said. All the well wishes and media calls are a good thing, but he was very humble and was never one to do what he does for attention. When reached by Barrie Today, Fern Tyfer, Vice President, Parade Marshal and Poppy Campaign Chair for the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 147 in Barrie, said he would be happy to talk about my good friend Will. Tyfer didn't hesitate when asked to describe Dwyer and his role in the community. He was an icon, no doubt he was an icon. He was a hero for the whole community, not only in raising over $1 million for the Terry Fox Foundation, but he also raised over $140,000 on his own to help the Poppy campaign, he said. The last few times I spoke with him, he tried to hit me for donations for the Terry Fox campaign because he said he was on his second million now, Tyfer added. I loved him. He was a good guy and an even better man. Dwyer served 2 years with the British Army, and when the Second World War was over, he got out and went back to Newfoundland. With no work anywhere, he joined the Canadian military and spent 25 years with their artillery. When he was done with that in 1967, Dwyer then worked another 20 years as a civilian driver at Canadian Forces Base Borden. Tyfer said Dwyer's charity work has extended past his death as the family is donating proceeds to some medical equipment where it may be needed. We, the Legion, just finished helping him with some medical equipment he needed for himself. As a veteran service officer, I was able to do that for him, Tyfer said. I spoke with his son and they are going to sell that equipment they got and donate back to the Legion and the Terry Fox Run. Tyfer said he has already started making calls to inquire on what is needed for someone to receive the Order of Ontario or the Order of Canada. That's how special he was. He was a humble guy, but his actions should be noted, he said. He is going to be missed greatly. Marilyn Nigro, chair of the Terry Fox Run Barrie Organizing Committee, has been with the committee for 2 years, but has lived in Barrie since 2009. I may be new to the committee, but having lived here for a while, certainly Will Dwyer is not new to me, nor would he be new to anyone who has lived here for a while. Anyone who lives here should know Will, Nigro said. One of our members once said that Will embodies the spirit of Terry Fox, and I felt that was accurate. Nigro said she'll remember the way Dwyer was at last year's Terry Fox event, even in the situation he was in. He was so delightful with the kids, despite being in a wheelchair and having cancer. He just never stopped reaching out to people either while there, she said. He would convince anyone and everyone to come over and donate, and many did. Nigro said she expects the 2022 local Terry Fox campaign to be dedicated to Dwyer's memory. Roy Hunter, who has been a Barrie Terry Fox committee member since 2013, had been a friend and neighbor to Dwyer for more than 40 years. Hunter said the two first met in the early 1980s as Dwyer was beginning his many years of raising money for the Terry Fox Foundation. He just lived down the road from us and would canvass our neighborhood first, Hunter said. He was the ultimate charitable fundraiser, never intimidated by going door to door or asking strangers to support a good cause. His accomplishment in raising over $1 million for the Terry Fox Foundation over more than 40 years is even more outstanding considering that he didn't start until he was in his mid-50s and continued up until the time he passed away in his 97th year. Hunter said Dwyer would be greatly missed. His indomitable spirit and mischievous sense of humor, even when facing medical issues himself, is an example to us all. He truly was a great Canadian, exemplifying what the true meaning of citizenship represents, he said. Robert Dwyer told Barry Today that funeral arrangements were being finalized today and he understood that many will want to pay their respects. He was well loved by so many, and by us very much, said Robert. He was a good father. He worked hard to provide for a family of seven children and was often in good spirits.